Welcome back to Marlon Jones. Don't go away because it's his birthday today, of course, the Jackson 5, and we celebrate people's music on this day in history, all through the Mark Steiner Show. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you, and money comes back in the end. More information, www.mecu.com. We are now here with David Kirby, who wrote the book Death at SeaWorld, Shamu and the Dark Side of Killer Whales in Captivity. And David Kirby has been a guest on the show before numerous times, and just put out this article that talks about the bill in California, where California State Assemblyman Richard Bloom from Santa Monica introduced the Orca Welfare and Safety Act, which would make it illegal to hold in captivity or use a wild-caught or captive-bred orca for performance or entertainment purposes, and also a ban or artificial insemination of captive killer whales and block import of those whales or semen from other states with a possible prison sentence involved as well. And David, welcome. Good to have you back.
Hey, Mark. It's good to be back. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good. So you, you've helped raise this kind of storm along with the documentary Blackfish that came out about keeping these orcas in captivity. None are in captivity here in Maryland, though we do have dolphins, which are not too far distance, and there have been issues about that as well. But talk about this bill and why what the importance of this is for places beyond California, what we're saying here.
Sure. This is the first serious attempt by a U.S. state to outlaw the practice of keeping killer whales in captivity. And in this bill, it not only prohibits putting them on shows, it calls for them to be retired, to be sent away. There's 10 killer whales at SeaWorld San Diego. If this bill were to become law, those whales would have to be either released back into the ocean or retired to what are called sea pens, which are basically netted off coves that become sanctuary for these animals. It's a long uphill climb to pass the bill, and SeaWorld is sure to challenge it in court. I wrote a piece that will be up today at takepart.com looking at these 10 individual whales and sort of trying to determine which, if any, would actually be candidates for full release into the ocean.
So, I mean, what I'm just curious also about the importance of this. I mean, why you think this is critical for us to understand as a society, you know, given all the things we face in our world, you know what I'm saying? But what does it say about us and to us?
Well, I think societies are judged by the way they treat their most vulnerable, and captive animals are completely at our mercy. These animals in particular are especially unsuited to captivity because they are so intelligent. Their family bonds are probably stronger than ours. They stay together for life. They live up to 80 years. They travel up to 100 miles a day. And at SeaWorld, none of those things are true or anywhere in captivity. So I think it says a lot about us as a society that we would consider this a form of entertainment where we would bring our children to watch this spectacle. But on the brighter side, it says a lot about society that people are coming to realize that this practice is outdated. It's like the Victorian dancing bears. And movies like Blackfish, and I'd like to think my book, Death at SeaWorld, has helped raise that awareness. And once you become aware, once you learn about what killer whales are like in the wild compared to their life in captivity, once you learn how intelligent and social and communicative they are, you realize that captivity is just wrong for them. And people are coming to that conclusion. One way to express your opposition is to not go to SeaWorld as long as they have orcas there. But the law is another way. And now people can lobby members of the California Assembly and the Senate to pass this bill. It's a big deal, and it gives people a real concrete route, a real option for possibly ending this practice.
410-319-8888. Let's go to the phones here. And Reverend Meredith, you're on the air with us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I happened to be visiting a sorority sister's house, and we actually watched a CNN documentary on the treatment of these animals, and I was so appalled by the treatment, and I just couldn't understand why people don't respect the nature of these animals. And I was not necessarily surprised when the animals attacked the trainers, because if you and I were in captivity, we would probably attack someone who we thought was our captive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I do. Yes, like, yes. Yeah, right.
This is an issue about humanism and humanistic treatment of animals, and whatever needs to be done to remedy this situation and have those animals in an environment that's conducive to their development, I definitely am with. So I thank you for bringing attention to this issue.
Thank you so much, Reverend Meredith. And the film we're talking about, I think, is called Blackfish, which and just the one of the most poignant parts of that movie, I think, was the people, the men who caught these orcas in the wild, and how that David Kirby changed their lives when they realizing what they had done and what emotion came through them realizing the kind of what they saw in these in these orcas and their intelligence and their commitment and love for one another, and they really were moved and changed their way of living.
Some of them were, yes.
Some of them, not all, but some of them. Right.
Others went to their grave perfectly proud of what they had done. And, of course, you know, there are people still out there catching killer whales in Russia. There are people catching dolphins in places like the Solomon Islands and Japan. And those animals end up not at SeaWorld, but at dolphin parks all over the place, swim with dolphins. Killer whales are dolphins. They're the largest member of the dolphin family. And all dolphins are extremely social and have very tight family bonds. And to remove any of them from their pod and from their native water is so traumatic that they often die just because they've been removed. That's how stressful it is for them.
You know, I think about that because here in Baltimore we have, where we broadcast from, there's the National Aquarium, which is the National Aquarium for the United States right here in our city. And we have dolphins. You know, I was thinking about the bill in California when I saw your email and how it affects really that entire family of beings, dolphins included, and whether we should be, A, have dolphins in captivity, B, have them entertaining us in the way they do, which is one of the reasons that, you know, we used to broadcast from there from the rainforest and do stories actually live from the aquarium, which we haven't done in a while, and part of the reason is because of the dolphins.
Yeah, you know, when I first started researching my book, I was really just focused on killer whales. But now that I know what I know about the entire dolphin family, I don't think any of them should be in captivity. I don't think any of them should be performing for humans. I don't think any of them should be subjected to swim with programs where people get in the water with these animals.
Right, which I've done with my kids when they were young.
Well, where were you?
In Florida. I mean, you know,
Florida, okay.
And we enjoyed it, but then as we reflected on it, we said, what did we just take part in?
Exploitation for money is basically what it is. You know, I'm not anti-zoo. I'm not even anti-captivity per se, but there are certain species, certain types of animals that are just completely unsuited. I think all the great apes are too intelligent to be kept in captivity. I think elephants are too intelligent to be kept in captivity, and I think whales and dolphins are too intelligent to be kept in captivity. Some of the former trainers I worked with, you know, they worked with sea lions and otters as well as whales and dolphins, and they said that the seals, he couldn't tell if they were really aware of their situation or not. Did they really know they were in captivity, or did they just think this is the way the world was? But the orcas, even the ones born in captivity, he says he could just tell that they knew that their situation was abnormal. That's how smart they are. And let's not forget that they hand down information over generations. So it's possible that the original wild-caught grandma told is not the right word, but somehow communicated that this place was not their home. And then that was passed down through the generations. They know that their life is not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I think that, and I'm glad you joined us here, Dad. I was thinking, David, about the last time I actually saw dolphins in the wild and sea kayaking, and we were in the midst of a pod of dolphins, and it was an amazing experience, but that's for a story for another day. David Kirby is author of Death at SeaWorld, Shamo and the Dark Side of Killer Whales and Captivity. We'll be linking to what's going on with this legislation in California to think about what's happening here in our own communities in the East Coast. David Kirby, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you, Mark.
We're going to take a very brief break, and we are going out here and come right back with our national news roundup. So please stay with us. Don't go away.